The number one sports digital radio station in Africa is bringing back the vision to radio. Vision View Sports Radio.
Now we're talking also about, you know, local football. It is that time of the year where we have a lot of, you know, Kasi games and, you know, just the local soccer tournaments are back. It's December, it's the festive season. And we're talking about, World AIDS Day or so, and the third annual tournament from the East Rand Excellent Soccer Academy. And yeah, man, we have none other than Sukile Mbochane, he is the football director for East Rand Excellent Soccer Academy. He joins us on the line now as we talk about the World AIDS Day third annual tournament, which kicked off on the 27th of November. Sukile, thank you so much for joining us right here on the grandstand.
Much appreciated, my brother. Much appreciated, and I thank you for the opportunity and the listeners.
Yeah, man, let's talk about it, man. It's that time of the year, December. It's the festive season. So many Kasi games coming through. You know, as far as the East Rand is concerned, we do know the World AIDS Day third annual tournament. You know, how has it been going down since the 27th of November?
My brother, it's been going quite well, except the weather that disturbed us a bit last week, Saturday. But there was nothing we could do, but the tournament continued on Saturday. Remember now, this one is the third annual tournament here in Daveyton. Mm. So it's been going well for the past 2 years, and then it's been welcomed and then supported by the community as well within the area of Daveyton and surrounding.
Mm. Now, what is the purpose of, you know, this event?
Yeah, the purpose of this event is more of an awareness about the HIV and AIDS. Remember now, there's a pandemic called COVID. Now everyone seems to have slightly focused on COVID and all the problems surrounding the COVID, and then people have now sort of forgot about this one, which is HIV and AIDS. Mm. And then with us being an entity that deals mainly with the young ones, because as East Rand Excellent Soccer Academy, we deal with the under 13 until the under 19s. So we are trying by all means to make them aware of the dangers surrounding HIV and AIDS, how to prevent HIV and AIDS, how to treat and how to teach others about this AIDS and HIV.
And how are these messages, transferred and, you know, just communicated throughout the tournament?
We've been fortunate, my brother. Hence, I've said earlier, we've been getting support from the community. Mm. And I'm proud to say that in this event, we've got an organization called Shout It Out. And again, there's another one called Siyanqoba. Those guys, they deal mainly with these programs for HIV and AIDS. So what happens mainly in the event, especially for this upcoming Saturday and Sunday, we will be having them on board where they will be testing people, they will be doing this circumcision stuff, they will be doing this testing. Also, again, on the same day, we'll also be having people who will be doing their vaccination testing and all those things, as they've done in the past Sunday. We had people who were doing the vaccination testing. Mm. So with this one, we've got these guys who are helping us, because remember now, in as much as we are focusing on football, we also need to engage with people that deals with these kind of programs like the HIV and AIDS as well. They've been very, very helpful. Without asking anything from us, they've been there through thick and thin, and they've given the community, the soccer fraternity, your players, the coaches, the supporters, and everyone an opportunity to come and test and be counseled about given lessons about the HIV and AIDS as well.
You know, we talk about the COVID-19 pandemic and, you know, COVID restrictions and protocols, for spectators that are coming through to the game, what sort of measures are put in place to ensure safety of, you know, the spectators and as well as the players?
Yeah, we've covered everything as well, because we are also working with the health department. We've got a couple of guys that are coming from the health department. They do the testing, they scan everyone who's coming to do to watch the games and everything at the games. We've got the registers where we test and check everyone before they can go and check on the games. So we encouraging all the requirements, and we're also complying with the COVID restrictions as well.
I believe there's a few Kaizer Chiefs legends who are also involved in the tournament in the Daveyton area. I do know Chabupule is also from Daveyton, right?
He's a stone throw away from where we are playing. The guys, I've just had a meeting with them on Monday. They are so excited to be part of this event, because, as I mentioned earlier, they've seen the work that we've been doing for the past 4 years in terms of these awareness events. So now they wanted to come on board, because at the same time, they feel that they also owe the community, because people embrace these guys. They know them, they see them every day, and they know that they've played for a big brand like Kaizer Chiefs, you understand? But some of the younger ones, like you're under 13, they never got an opportunity to be able to watch them play. So they said to us, okay, for us, let's rather come and play. And by doing so, at the same time, on the same token, they will be honoring a guy, a man, a top scout by the name of Masubi. We've got a guy here that has been doing a scout a job for Kaizer Chiefs for the past 20 years. He's the one who scouted the likes of Chabupule, your Skapi, your Clement, your all these players that have been sent to Kaizer Chiefs. He's the one who's been who scouted these guys. So they're doing this, they're coming on board in terms of, in a way of honoring him as well. He'll also be there so that they can be able to tell the younger ones, to show the younger ones that this is the man that is behind their success in football.
Take us through the logistics of the tournament. You know, how many teams are participating? What is the prize money, and so forth?
Okay, what we are doing, remember now, it's not about money, because remember, we are also a non-profit organization.
Okay.
But we cannot say, since we are a non-profit organization, we cannot do this, we cannot do the awareness, we cannot bring back, give back to the community. We do, with the little that we have, we do make sure that at least we do something within the community. So what we are doing is, we engaging with the, we've got teams for the under 17s that will be playing the top 8 starting Saturday and finishing on Sunday. We also have the Legends game. We also have the senior team, which will be playing as well on Sunday. They will be playing the finals on Sunday. So the semifinals are playing on Saturday and the finals are playing on Sunday, with the prize money of 6,000 for the seniors. And the ladies, they will win the jersey, and then the juniors, they will win 2,000 rand, and they will also win the jersey and the medals as well.
Yeah, and how has the tournament, you know, how has it been since, you know, you first started it, and now to the third annual rather, you know, how has it grown, you know, over the years, and sort of how far do you think you still need to go with the tournament?
I believe the tournament is growing each and every year, because from when we started it, it was only a few teams that showed interest, but the second edition, the teams came on board, and then now on the third edition, the teams they came on board, but now unfortunately we couldn't accommodate every team that wanted to participate in the tournament. But now what I like about the tournament is that there's other stakeholders that I've mentioned, like your Shouted Out, your Sianoba guys that are also coming on board. So I think it's growing. It's growing marvelously, and I'm very appreciative, especially when it comes to the community. They supported this initiative.
And what's Daveyton KC versus All Stars KC?
Yes. Yeah, there's players that will be coming from Kaizer Chiefs that will be playing against the ones from Daveyton. They are these ones mainly from Daveyton, your Chabupules, your Scappies, and everyone. So on the other side, the Kaizer Chiefs as well. There's guys that also played for Kaizer Chiefs but are not based in Daveyton, like your Aster Mabotsa, your Mshinis, your all these guys that are coming from your Lakim Zizis that are coming from other townships besides Daveyton. So they will be playing against these ones from Daveyton.
Yeah, I see there's a special...
Yeah, your Touch Mabaso. Yeah. This guy's called Touch Mabaso, who plays for Chiefs, but he's based here in Daveyton. He's also assisting within the community here as well.
And yeah. I see your honorable guest, Chris Fortein.
Sorry, sir?
I see Chris Fortein will also be present.
Yes, yes, he's also going to be present at the games.
Yeah, you know why I'm smiling and I'm happy is because he was my lecturer at university at UJ.
that is wonderful. That is wonderful. But probably you might as well come on board and attend the games if it's possible.
Yeah, no, definitely, brother. We'll stay in contact, and yeah, it would be nice to come out there to Daveyton. A good friend of ours also, Lindiwe, is also from Daveyton.
She's also from here. Yes, yeah. She's also from Daveyton. There was one statement that is always on my mind that was said by Coach Rulani Mukwena. He once said, "Daveyton is more like your Rio de Janeiro in Brazil. it's the mecca of football. You understand? There's a couple of things that are happening within Daveyton, but at the same time, I'm so proud and I'm very happy that at least now I'm speaking to you about Daveyton, because a lot of people, they hear about Daveyton, but it gives us this kind of awareness tournaments. They give us an opportunity of saying to people, please come and see whatever that you hear about Daveyton. Just come on board and see what is really, really happening in Daveyton without reading on the newspaper. Even the likes of Junior Kanye, the famous Junior Kanye, he will be also playing there. He was here last week, Saturday, watching the games. Mm. He'll also be playing because he's also coming from Daveyton.
Yeah. Wow. Sure. So if anyone is listening, wants to come down to the games, where is it taking place? And, the times and so forth.
The games will be starting on Saturday at 9 a.m. with the under-17s. And then the Legends will be playing at 10 o'clock or 11 o'clock, the latest. But now they will be playing on Saturday and Sunday at Mabuya Grounds. Right on the main street, yes. When you enter Daveyton, you go straight via Hill Street on your left-hand side. You just ask anyone, they will tell you where is Mabuya Ground. It's the famous ground that the likes of Chabupule used to play. The likes, the latest, your latest Skarangobese used to play.
Now, if someone who can't make it down but wants to get involved, maybe a potential sponsor for, future games, is there any number that they can contact you on?
Yes, this number, the one that you phoned me, the 082-083-6588.
Absolutely, that is 082-083-6588. Zooks, Mbochani, thank you so much for joining us, all the best, and I'll try and come down to Daveyton this Saturday.
That's wonderful, boss. I thank you very much, and thanks to the listeners for the opportunity as well.
Cheers, my brother. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Same to you. Thanks a lot.
Sharp.
This is Vision View Sports Radio.